all the participants.
I'm surprised actually when I came here. It's already clean.
Yeah, it's clean, and we have not only the clean up. This is not only from us. Uh-huh. This is from the sellers.
Along the beach,
yeah. Every morning, they as well join. Look at this, the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach, automatically because of this activity.
Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Attorney's General Office has expressed its readiness to cooperate with the Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK, in handling the corruption case involving the digitalization of education. The statement was delivered by AGO's Head of Legal Information Center, Anang Supriyatna, on Tuesday, August 12, 2025. The Indonesian National AIIMS Agency is sending 800 tons of humanitarian aid for the people of Palestine who are experiencing an acute humanitarian crisis due to Israel attacks and aid blockades. This was stated by Basna's head Nur Ahmad, said in a press conference on Wednesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, ku, aku menunggu. Kapankah kita kembali bercinta? Yang ku butuhkan hanya dirimu setiap waktu.
By Marion Jola, one of Indonesia's, you know, artists from Indonesian Idol. We're very much proud of our diva right here. And after this, we're gonna play you another song from Indonesian diva, Maha Dewi with...
Oh, Voice of Indonesia.
Begitu berarti, oh, tak juga kupungkiri. Ternyata kaulah yang selalu di hati. Kurasa ku sampai di ujung jalanku. Tempatku berhenti dan bernyanyi. Oh, jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung hatimu. Ku rekatkan arah di nadimu, mengalir di darahmu dan terbelenggu. Takkan pernah lekan oleh di pelukmu hingga akhir aku. Jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung. Takkan pernah lekang oleh waktu, semakin melekat di pelukmu hingga akhir aku. Jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung hatimu. Ku rekatkan erat di nadimu, mengalir di darahmu
for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia with your playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Poverty and inequality, they are universal. They undermine every society, everywhere. But poverty is not natural. It is man-made. So poverty is not inevitable. It is an area where the world has made huge progress in the past few decades. Just 30 years ago, there were 1.9 billion people living in extreme poverty, but that number has been transformed. In 2015, it fell to 734 million. That's over a billion people lifted out of poverty.
A billion people out of poverty is amazing.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
It was across the world we lifted people out of poverty. Across the world, more kids got into education. It was across the world maternal mortality was reduced. Across the world today, not many people will be left without access to a mobile phone. And what that has done to empower them to access to education, to a livelihood, is huge.
But still, almost 10% of the human race are living unbelievably harsh lives. This is largely determined by their circumstances at birth, and these high levels of inequalities work against better opportunities for all. Opportunities that could change the world.
The world is filled with inequality. While we are all floating on the same sea, we are not in the same boat. It's clear that some are in super yachts, while others are clinging to drifting debris.
Professor Sugarta Mitra is the brains behind what has become known as the hole-in-the-wall experiment.
I want to tell you a story about 1999. I used to teach people how to write computer programs. And I had a very, you know, plush office and everything. And just outside of these offices, there was this large, sprawling, urban slum full of children. Now, those children, they had never seen a computer before. They didn't know what the internet was, and they didn't know any English. But I had a sneaky kind of suspicion that there was a special relationship between children and computers that perhaps we were not aware of. So one day I tried an experiment. I made an opening in the boundary wall that separated my offices from the slum. And then I fixed a computer into the boundary wall so that from the other side of the wall, you could see the computer and a touchpad. And on the first day, we saw this 8-year-old boy teaching a 6-year-old girl how to surf. Now, how on earth did he figure that out? How did he know what the computer was doing 3 months after I had first put their computer in the wall? Children said they wanted a faster processor and a better mouse. I asked them, how on earth do you know these words? Where did you learn this from? And they said, well, you've left a machine here that speaks only in English, so we had no option but to learn the language. Easy, isn't it? I repeated the hole-in-the-wall experiment for 5 years across the length and breadth of India. We have an enormous potential of what children can achieve together if we let them.
There is potential everywhere. We just have to unlock it.
Actor and UNDP Goodwill Ambassador Michelle Yeoh.
A huge amount depends on where public money is spent. More of it must urgently go into health, into giving everyone a safety net. There is a revolution that is happening in education, global digital literacy, connecting every school, every person to the internet. This can be done. The recovery from COVID must lead to an economy that works for everyone. Let's start with tax. We have widespread tax concessions, tax avoidance, and tax evasion, which means that there's so much less money for all the crucial things: health, education, social protection, green jobs. Many developing countries are weighed down by historical debts, spending more money on debt repayments than they are spending on healthcare and improving their own people's lives. And then there's the importance of global investment in peace. More and more, the poorest countries in the world are those countries where conflicts and violence tear apart people's lives and chances. The peace dividend for the world is immeasurable.
That's why in March, the UN Secretary General called for a global ceasefire.
And we must break the vicious cycle of corruption and increase the power of the people to keep check on the people in power. A strong civil society, a free, independent media, and responsible social media platforms that encourage healthy debate. Equality unleashes the potential of everyone to improve their own lives and contribute to the lives of everyone else.
Cerita ku tentang wanita ini. yang ku inginkan, bawa hanyalah dia yang sanggup mengisi hati. Ku suka dia apa adanya, sampaikan apa yang ku rasakan dan ku inginkan. Bawa hanyalah dia yang sanggup mengisi hati. Ku suka dia apa adanya, ku suka.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300 meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Who doesn't know Bali? Everyone knows Bali. It's one of the most famous place in Indonesia. A lot of travelers and foreigners go there to travel, and of course, because there's a lot of tourism. Have you ever heard that Bali is now experiencing over tourism? And Voice of Indonesia just made a feature about it. So if you want to learn more, here you go. Feature about how Bali respond to over tourism.
One must have heard about Bali and everything it offers: culture, leisure, adventure. And yet Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word: over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor Snow List 2025. Fodor's travel road. Rapid, unchecked development spurred by overtourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse. Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapak Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, okay. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. Mm. It's going to be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude. And talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholders we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make a movement their behavior and their attitude, so need continuity. And most more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
every Friday. So
every Friday morning,
there's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this hours of morning.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that makes me a little bit happy because of, they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action. Minimums, they're not throw the rubbish everywhere. And we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach, because all the participants.
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
It's clean, and we have not only the clean up, this is not only from us, this is from the sellers.
Along the beach,
every morning they as well join. Look at this, the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach, automatically because of this activity, they join activity and they're doing the beach cleanup every time during their schedule, during their own schedule. So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists. If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad, or we call sad comments from the tourists, so they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali as well in Indonesia as well non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand,
wow,
the good wave for surfing,
yeah,
and the good water for swimming,
it
as
is.
Well for jogging and
yeah,
for,
I see people jog,
yeah,
around
for sightseeing.
Yeah.
This is nice beach in the world. So most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach.
Not only the beach.
Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity.
Surfing activity.
Learn to surf.
Okay.
And then they can do a sport on the beach, like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
And volley,
beach
volleys,
soccer volleys.
Volley,
and a family activity like sand carving. Yeah.
Yeah.
And every activity of the tourist destination here.
Oh,
as you can
cool.
see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up. So, and other hotels, they are automatically every day as
do
well
it too.
Do it too. So it means we already give an impact for their sense of belonging
to the people
to
itself.
Take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city, right?
Yes, yeah,
around
right,
there.
Yeah.
So if the beach is already clean and the people already realize it, how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area clean, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone. And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here to doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit
the problem is
problems.
Always...
We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency. So my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area,
yeah,
easy to get the dollars, they have to maintenance their area,
yeah,
which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure, so as well take action with their what we call that physicists or morals,
okay,
how to keep our destination still clean, safety, and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded, right, Pak?
Yeah.
This place, Kuta, Legian, Canggu even, it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay. Development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the investation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments. Our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity. As well about the behavior, you know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like the drugs and you can see in the news.
Many
foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what what they can do or not doing.
Yeah.
It's like they climbing the sacred temple.
Yeah.
They doing not ethical attitude on the road. It's like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet. And many more bad manners. So this is we have to educate it, the tourists themselves when they arriving to Bali, they have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the
The government, already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have what can do or does not to do of the tourists. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week, they involve with the local, so they see many local activity, and then they behavior change to like local, so they think this area is belong to them. What happened next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environment is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we're doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. You gotta give it a pause for that.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papua Negara who lives in it chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So, you see that? Thank you. Thank you for take care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care the rubbish as well. So they're happy for us if they're doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing, because not many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby.
Wow,
so hobby. Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My hobby is touch to the environment.
Ah, that's amazing.
And my hobby is in the grassroots. Grassroots to catching, kit kat, chit chat with people, and as well with the environment. So, because the government give me award as Pemuda Pelopor, we call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environments, leading in the attitude, leading in every single moment for make the people come to join whatever I doing, yeah. And for the moment, I think what I have been doing here, that the people thinks that is the right way.
Okay, that's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali in every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice. It's a duty we carry wherever we go.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasolami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasolami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasolamis. Kasolami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasolami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasolami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasolami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Sendiriku
tak tahu di mana, di manakah kau cantik. Sesungguhnya aku kangen kamu.
Is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this escampol platter, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Escampol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed.
The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make escampole platter, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Platter is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol platter is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of escampole platter, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Oh. Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village